I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
And away we go, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is a Zach Gelb show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. 60 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Kevin Kugler, Westwood One, NFL on Fox. We'll be on the call for Westwood One for tomorrow night's divisional round action between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Football Giants. But first up, five questions, five answers. We do this segment every Monday and Friday right here on CBS Sports Radio, and we call this segment Onsides Offside. Let's not even wait five more seconds. Hot take, Hickey, take it away.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside, defense number 69.
It's Onsides Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Bam, bam, bam. All right, what do you got for me?
Zach, the closest spread of the weekend is the finale of the divisional round weekend that pits the 49ers and Cowboys against each other in San Francisco. Dallas comes in after dominating the Buccaneers, in which Dak Prescott had arguably the best game of his career, totaling five touchdowns and throwing for 305 yards. The Niners, on the other hand, are winners of 11 in a row as Brock Purdy looked pretty comfortable in his first playoff game, throwing for 332 yards and totaling four touchdowns himself. In this game, the 49ers are favored by 4 points. Onsides or offsides, the 49ers will win and cover the spread.
I told you all week, I love, 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 love the Cowboys plus the points. Said that since Tuesday, said it Wednesday, Thursday, and then today on Friday, I changed that. Not only do I love the Cowboys plus the points, as I take a shot of mouthwash and then eventually have to probably wash my mouth out with soap as well, I actually think the Cowboys are going to win this game outright. So you ask me the 49ers will win? I don't think so. And if I don't think they are going to win, that means they're not covering the spread. So I'm taking the Cowboys plus the 4 points. I'll be sprinkling a little bit on the money line offside.
Offside.
Number two.
One of the most interesting games of the weekend is in Philadelphia, as the Eagles, the top seed in the NFC, do host the Giants.
Real quickly.
Yes.
Let me just ask you this. In terms of intrigue, one most likely, four, like, least likely to care about. How would you rate these games in terms of intrigue this weekend?
Wow. I will say Bills-Bengals one.
I agree.
I'm really excited for this Eagles-Giants game. I'll probably say that is two.
Okay.
49ers-Cowboys three. And I'll go Chiefs-Jags four.
Gotcha. Now, I just want to check in on something with you. You said there's a 100% chance that the Niners win, right?
That's right.
Where's the percentage at for Kansas City?
85%.
So then shouldn't Niners and Cowboys be your least intriguing game of the weekend since it's your biggest lock?
Well, no, I'm excited to watch it.
Okay.
That's intriguing, right?
Okay.
Not that everything's going to win. I'm just
asking.
I'm very excited, looking forward to that game a lot.
I'm just saying, if you think one team's easily going to win a game and they're easily going to cover the spread and they're a lock to win, I thought that would have been last on your pecking order.
I'm excited to show everyone that I'm right, so I'm excited to, you know, I'm looking forward to watching the game. It's not going to be loud. I'm not looking forward to it because I think it's going to be a domination.
I'm really proud of you. you've done a good job the last 2 years, and you've grown exponentially, especially in the last 2 months, of being able to justify when you get caught in a little bit of a pickle. You've done a good job, like, spinning the web a little bit. You do a good job spinning the web.
Well, I mean, you could think the Eagles could win by 40, but also be super excited to see how Jalen Hurts looks and if Daniel Jones can, you know, how he's going to play in the harsh environment that's going to be definitely there in Philly. So it's like, you could think a game could be a lock, but also look, you know, be excited to for it.
Sure, but when you only have four games, if you think one team's 100% chance to win, you would think that would be the game that's least intriguing to you. Anyway, in order of intrigue, Bills-Bengals won for me. 49ers, Cowboys, number two. And it is a close distance from behind one to two. Like, I may even bump that up to 1.5 to show you how close that is. Eagles, Giants, three. And then Kansas City, Jacksonville, four. I would say Kansas City, for me, just to win the game outright, is the biggest lock of the weekend. But anyway, ask me your question that you were going to ask me.
All right.
Hopefully I didn't just spoil the question.
No, you did not. We are talking about the Eagles and Giants game, one that is highly anticipated by most. So Daniel Jones is coming to his own really this last month. He's thrown for 972 yards, totaled 7 touchdowns, just 1 turnover in his last 4 games. On the flip side, Jalen Hurts' health, it's a major question. As he played in just one game, it'll be 34 days, if you include tomorrow as well. It's the last time he has played week 15 against the Bears, played one game in that 34-day stretch. So you got to think there's maybe some rust there for the Eagles' signal caller. Onsides or offsides? The Giants have the quarterback advantage going into Saturday night.
Daniel Jones had an unbelievable season. He will definitely be the Giants quarterback next year, and he'll be back on a long-term deal. And he has done, maybe out of any quarterback in this league, more with less when you look at the players that he's throwing the football to and the way that he is running as well this season. Even though there's a great health concern with Jalen Hurts, and he's off the injury report, but you don't really know how healthy he is and what percentage of health that is for Jalen Hurts. I do think Jalen Hurts, with what I've seen this year, him being an MVP, how much time has elapsed, 5 weeks since the injury, I think he's going to be fine. And Jalen Hurts being fine is one of the better quarterbacks still in the league this year with the way that he's playing. Until I see Hurts just flop and fall flat on his face, I'm going to say he has the quarterback advantage over Daniel Jones. But the fact that we're even able to have a conversation this year with both these quarterbacks shows you, in a good way, right, that it's still a tough call even with the injury, that Jones is ascending and Jalen Hurts, he was good last year, but he had to take that next step, and he clearly elevated himself in that next step this year. So you asked me the Giants have the QB advantage heading into Saturday. I will say offside.
Offside.
Number three.
My most intriguing game of the weekend, your most intriguing game of the weekend, will feature the Bengals and Bills squaring off in Buffalo.
And the reason why it's intriguing is because we truly don't know who's going to win the game.
Right.
That's why it's intriguing. Unlike Mr. Hickey, oh, I'm intrigued by the 49ers-Cowboys game, but the 49ers are easily going to beat the Cowboys. I'm on to you.
Well, they're a fun team to watch, are they not?
I may call in tonight.
Okay.
To your show. I don't know. That's why I said May.
Okay.
I may call in like, I don't know. Zach
Joe from
State
Iowa?
College.
Well, I know where that call is going, right to the bottom, that's for sure.
Eric and Merrick or something like that.
You know what I mean? Zach from State College, Chuckle, Penn State Wrestling tonight?
Brett and Boise.
Brett and, okay, so any alliteration I'll be on the eye, keep an eye out for.
Carl in California.
I'll tell you, Alex, if anyone's first initial and the state they're from match, dump them.
Actually, no. I'll be Dan in Dallas.
Dan in Dallas.
You don't give it. I'll be drunk, too, because it's like 3 in the morning. You don't give us a chance. Oh, the Cowboys! Go far on! Win the game, all right!
Maybe let's do a whole Cowboy slander show, and then Mike McCarthy could play the whole 4 hours in the locker room before the game.
How great would that be? Micah Parsons, who you love.
That's
Penn
true,
Stater
my guy.
After the game. And you know what? Screw that a-hole. Hot take Hickey. Screw him. I heard him on the radio last night. He said we had no shot. Shove it. You're banned from State College.
That is a Fox game, I believe, correct? So he'd be talking Aaron Andrews so he can mimic what Richard Sherman was
Don't
screaming at Aaron Andrews a decade ago.
On me like hot take Hickey. Screw him.
Or Bart Scott. Talker to you, Tom Jackson. Talker to you, Hickey.
Hot take, Kiki couldn't stop a nosebleed. He couldn't make a right prediction to save his life.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully. Hopefully, the 49ers make me look good. That's for sure.
Actually, I have a better thought. Jerry Jones postgame. You know, I was doing some late night listening. And I was listening to the good old radio. And when I was listening to the radio, I turned over. And I stood up, put my slippers on. And once I put my slippers on and had a McDonald's sandwich with a lot of salt, I heard this prepubescent boy on the radio. And he had a high-pitched voice. Calls himself the Hot Take. And he had a hot take. And his hot take was the Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys had no shot in the game. I just want to send that producer, that host, a little thank you note for the motivation that he provided America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. That's what I want. Like Jerry Jones, some interview with James Slater or someone.
That would be, that'd be good for the brand, I guess.
Oh, it'd be great for the brand. The brands of Hot Take Hickey. Absolutely.
Dallas, I would love me. That is for sure. But let's go up north before we talk about Dallas. Let's go up
coming
to Buffalo.
Coming up on Sean and RJ this week. Yeah. The man that Jerry Jones called out. Hot take, Kiki.
Gonna be we'll tarred and feathered on the station. Everyone's gonna make fun of me. Holy cow! Take your beatings. That's for sure.
Mike McCarthy stumbling his way through an interview. I'm on the radio.
Oh boy, this could be a rough Monday. But don't worry, in Purdy we trust. Before that game on Sunday, let's go to Buffalo. Because guess what? Not only do you have a great quarterback battle between Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, it'll be very interesting for Joe Burrow and the Bengals because they do come in severely shorthanded on the offensive line. It was ruled today that left tackle Jonah Williams and right guard Alex Kappa are officially out of the game. Cincinnati will also be without their right tackle Lyle Collins, who tore his ACL later in the season. That's been a few weeks, but still, three of the five starting offensive linemen will not be playing in Buffalo on Sunday. Now, the Bills' pass rush hasn't been the same really since Von Miller's injury. They did manage, though, to their credit, to sack Skylar Thompson four times in last week's wild card game. Speaking of the number four, that was how many times Joe Burrow was sacked last week in their playoff game against the Ravens. Onsides or offsides, Bills will sack Joe Burrow on Sunday at least four times.
My biggest takeaway from the interview that we did with Brian Baldinger, who is the ultimate man's man and is the ultimate authoritative voice on offensive line, defensive line play. He wasn't concerned about the Bengals' offensive line. Does that make you say, hold up, wait a minute, Hickey, that maybe too much is being made of the Bengals' offensive line having none of their soldiers ready to go?
Well, I mean, I did pick the Bengals before.
But you're still concerned that they...
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean,
put it this
yes.
Way. You picked the Giants, right?
I did.
You're concerned about the health of Jalen Hurts, right?
Yes.
But you don't think this game's going to be a blowout, right? Giants and Eagles?
No, sir.
So if Jalen Hurts is serviceable and they win the game like 21-17, like that's not going to stun you.
No.
Like, it's not stunning, clearly, if you walk in, the Eagles are the better team, they win. It's like the Bengals, I think everyone, including me, is saying, I can't trust our offensive line, but we said that last year, and they almost won a Super Bowl.
Most sack quarterback in the playoffs, and they were, as you say, half second away from maybe winning the whole thing.
I'm concerned, though. As much as I love Baldy, and I would never go against Baldy, I think the bigger takeaway here is that this Bills pass rush is very inconsistent. Like, if they had Von Miller, if I'm Joe Burrow, I know he doesn't shake in his boots, but I'd be concerned this weekend. I do think the Bills are going to win the game. I don't know what type of performance their pass rush is going to have. I'm going to take the chance, though, on this one that if I think they're going to win the game, then their defense is going to have to play a role in that to some extent. I think the defense is a little overrated in Buffalo. Like, it's really good defense. I'm not ready to call it great. Like, I've said that about my team before. People go, oh, the Patriots have a great defense. I'm like, no, it's a good defense. I think they'll find a way to get enough pressure. Burrow will get that ball out. It will be close, but I do think they'll sack Joe Burrow at least four times just because I know they've been playing without the right tackle. I know last week they didn't have the right guard, and they lost their left tackle early in the game to now be without all three. And there's been guys that have been there that have been playing. That's asking for a lot. So I think Buffalo gets home this week at onsides.
So earlier this week, the Ravens spent a large part to specify on Thursday afternoon hammering home the point that they want to keep Lamar Jackson for the long run. General manager Eric DaCosta, head coach John Harbaugh, they repeated that they love Lamar and will do everything possible to lock up their franchise quarterback to a contract extension. Onsides or offside, Zach, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens will agree to a contract extension this offseason.
Until I believe it, or until I see it, I won't believe it. So I'm going offside on this.
Offside.
I really do believe they don't get a deal done this offseason, though, that he's done with the Ravens. Now, he may play next year on the franchise tag, but if they don't get a deal done this offseason, I don't think they'll ever get a deal done. And I've been saying it since the draft that when they traded Marquise Hollywood Brown and they told him that this was going down and Marquise Hollywood Brown requested a trade, that was the beginning of the end. Because he shouldn't have been that frustrated in something that he knew that was coming and voiced that publicly. I would be surprised at this point, very surprised if they get a deal done. So, once again, until I see it, I will not believe it.
And finally, let's do a little college football, Zach, because guess what? Deion Sanders is on a tear. He's been a recruiting machine.
The videos that Deion Sanders is putting out have been electric. When they had that one coach walk into the room and make everyone stand up, I know everyone's like, oh, that's not right. It's unnecessary in football. I love that. You're trying to rebuild a culture. Hey, let's see about one win last year. I love the hype videos. I love the style. I love the approach of Coach Prime. I love it.
You love it, and so do a lot of recruits, because he is just continuing to get a lot of talent to Colorado.
Wait. I don't think you do.
I'm very skeptical.
I saw you roll your eyes when I said I love when the coach walked in.
That was cringeworthy, I'll be honest. That was weird. Stand up, sit down. I was just like, that seemed like a little hardo to me, to be honest.
Back to my high school days, honestly.
That seemed a little hardo. But, hey, you know, if the defense is flying around, I'll give him credit. And that little video of sitting up and standing down, or standing up and sitting back down again, works. There you go. What do I know?
We should implement that policy here. Just have Spike come in. Stand up!
Randomly. Sure, he'll love coming here like 9 o'clock at night. Stand up. Sit down. Okay,
I'm
going.
I'm not saying to us.
Oh, in general?
Yeah, like have Jack Stern in the newsroom. Jack looks like he's falling asleep during a tape op ship. Stand up!
Sit down.
I love the we coming part. The idea, we coming, we coming. I just love how he kept on saying that in his introductory press conference and his first team meeting.
He has been, he's been doing a great job, let's say, getting some, I was going to just repeat that, but I said, let's maybe not
doesn't
repeat some
like
of the
you,
words.
You think that he's doing a great job.
Well, no, I was trying to make a witty transition to say Alpha, we coming, then I figured in my head, it's probably not the best use of words, so I'm just going to kind of,
yeah,
take a U-turn and just go the other way there. But Deion Sanders, to his credit, since he got to Colorado, doing a tremendous job, recently just flipped 5-star corner Cormani McLean. The Florida native is the highest recruit the Buffs have gotten since 2006. Wowza. McLean will join former 5-star recruit Travis Hunter, who did transfer over from Jackson State. And now that makes 3 ESPN top 300 recruits, this cycle that Deion Sanders has landed to Colorado. Onsides or offsides? Colorado next season will win at least 9 games.
All right, Mr. College Football. They had one last year. What's your prediction so far on the Buffs?
I will say 7-5.
Wow.
7, and there's a lot of winnable games at the bottom of the Pac-12, but also a tough, tough start to the Pac-12 schedule. I think it's Oregon and USC back-to-back. There's 2 losses.
I'm surprised that you're that high on the number. Are they playing they play TCU to start off the year, right?
Yes, sir.
Win or loss?
I'll probably say win, honestly. I think there's a lot of exodus on that team.
Nebraska.
I will say win.
Go Big Red! Wow, you're picking against, as much as I love Deion Sanders and he called me his guy, I got to support the dude that I knew first in Matt Rhule over Deion Sanders.
Where is that game?
That's in Colorado. Road trip?
Road trip. Oh, that's, wow.
I think it's the first weekend of the NFL season, though.
Yes, that's week tough. Number 2. That is
tough.
Those are two of your guys, wow, pitting against each other.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear like half black, half red shirt, like, you know, cut down the middle?
Like I'm a mom or a dad, yeah. When the McCourties are playing.
When you have like parents or siblings on each team.
You know what? Deion Sanders against Matt Rhule is like when the Watt family goes to a game for me.
What do the Watt family do?
When TJ's going up people. Against JJ.
That's tough. Can't split a jersey three ways, I
Colorado
guess.
State.
Win.
Ooh, that's, they play a lot of friends of the program.
Who's at Colorado State?
Jay Norvell.
Oh, okay.
Not Steve Adazio.
I was going to say.
Oregon.
Loss.
USC.
Loss.
Arizona State.
That could be a win. They're in shambles right now.
Stanford.
Win. They're terrible.
Okay. So that is five wins already. UCLA.
Loss.
Oregon State.
Loss.
Arizona.
Win. Tricky, though. It's a toss-up. Arizona's on the come up.
Washington State.
I think I gave
at
him
Washington
a,
State.
I think I gave him a win or a loss. I did like, I forget, I was looking at yesterday. Kind of did a toss-up. I guess we'll say win if that the math makes sense.
Utah.
Loss.
Seven wins? Oh, yeah, I'll give you credit. Because sometimes like, you say, oh, I think a team's going to do that, and you go through the schedule, it's like, ah, not so much. But the question was Colorado will win at least nine games. Coach Prime, as much as I love you, to go from 1 to 9, even with all the influx of talent, I have a tough time seeing that, so I will go offside.
Offside!
Now, with that being said, you know how we were saying maybe Jerry Jones will bring you up postgame? I think there's a better chance that Deion Sanders would be listening to this segment and then bring up Hickey saying, oh, he picked us only to go to seven wins this year.
That better be in the next meeting. Instead of standing up and sitting down, just blast the whole show over the speakers about how they're going to go 7-5 and say they don't respect us.
Coach, if you want to use us as a platform to try to motivate your team, I'm all for that. Oh, imagine the tweets and the Instagram comments. If you just have us two jackasses talking about the Colorado program.
That week one trailer, we're definitely going to be in it. That's for sure.
We coming to kill Hot Take Hickey. We coming to prove Zach Gill wrong.
Hey, why am I getting killed and you're just getting proven wrong? I don't like that. Let's reverse the roles there.
You're the producer. You're the sacrificial lamb from time
to time.
Hey, but
it's your show. You're the name of it. They want to take down the leader.
No, it's the Zach Gill show with Hot Take. No, never mind. It's not. We're coming on back.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Yo, yo, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Heading into this weekend in the National Football League. All right, we get to that pressure. Chiefs-Jaguars, clearly the pressure is most on the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think anyone would debate you on that. Giants-Eagles. Eagles have the most pressure on them. Number one overall seed, question mark at the quarterback spot, as great as Hurts can be and has been this year. The injury makes you feel at times a little bit uneasy. Bills and Bengals. These teams are so close, but since the Bengals were just in the Super Bowl a year ago, since before the year started, everyone was kind of picking the Bills, and people would look at Cincinnati and would say, I kind of think they're going to take a step back. This game also being in Buffalo, I do think most of the pressure is on the Buffalo Bills. The 49ers-Cowboys here, Hickey. This one is fascinating to me. Because if the 49ers lose, I do think there will be some sentiment. Yes, missed opportunity. And they probably do have the best roster in the NFL, but they did win 11 games in a row. And for the last, like, what, 7 or 8 of them, you've had Brock Purdy playing at quarterback. If this is the first game he loses, I don't think I could be sitting there coming up on Monday and shredding the 49ers. Now, the 49ers, by most, are expected to win the game. But with that being said, I do think, and I've said this, that the Cowboys are going to win. And in this matchup, in a bizarre way, I think there's more pressure, even though the Cowboys are the underdog, on Dallas, because we talk about this all the time. You define pressure in multiple ways. Last week, I thought McCarthy made a big statement. Dak made a big statement. But, like, as we talked about earlier in the week, if McCarthy loses this game, if Dak loses this game, you know Dak's back next year. McCarthy, it depends how they lose. Right now, his job looks safe. But I can't sit here with 100% confidence to tell you that if Dallas loses, that McCarthy's definitely going to be back. Like, if they get blown out of this game, is Jerry going to bring him back? Like, I don't know. So I do think, in a weird way, when most of the public is going to tell you the Niners are the better team, and they are, and the Niners are the 4-point favorite in this game, I actually think there's more pressure on the Cowboys just because we got to see if they can be consistent and be consistent on the biggest stage. Like, I think you'd agree with me. Chiefs, Jaguars, most pressures on the Chiefs. Eagles, Giants, most pressures on the Eagles. Bills, Bengals, it is more on the Bills. The 49ers, Cowboys won. And we talk about that definition of pressure and how ambiguous it is. I'm really curious to hear what you say here, Hickey, on who has the most pressure on them heading into this game.
I'm with you on the Cowboys, as weird as that is. And not only in part, because like I said, they're, I mean,
The reason I'm laughing is because you said 100% chance the Niners win. That's like, you put a lot of pressure on the Niners.
But to your point, like, if they lose, is it like that? Is it like, it'd be impressive for Dallas, but is it the craziest thing in the world if Brock Purdy, like, comes back down to earth? And
well, not only that, and I agree with you, like, that would be Purdy's first loss, obviously.
Right.
But it's so tough to win this many games in a row. Like, the fact that you have the Bengals where they are with how many games they've won in a row, and the Niners as well. I get it. It's in an isolated window. It's one game. It's all on the line. There's some people that haven't been watching the entire season. But it is tough for me to shred a team like the Niners when they're down to their third-string quarterback. As much as we've praised Brock Purdy, if they lose this weekend and they lose in a tight game and they're not able to go 12 in a row, like, that's so tough to do in this league.
And you're the Cowboys, like, maybe Mike McCarthy doesn't lose his job if they get blown out, and he's still back next year no matter what. But it's like, if they do get handled, it's not even lose, but, like, you know, it's a game that the 49ers start to finish dominate. Dak does not play well. Maybe no one loses their job this year, but you go into next year, I think a lot of pressure on McCarthy, a lot of pressure on Dak, and you look back at that dominant win they had on Monday night. Sure, it was a nice playoff win, but also then I think it loses its meaning when you talk about an 8-9 Buccaneers team that, you know, with an aging Tom Brady, and all of a sudden it's like, at the time, it's, oh, this is this great win, it's euphoric, but then as you get further and further away, and as, you know, that loss, if you get blown out by the 49ers, lingers, it does take a lot away from that win, and now, you know, you can't really bank on that as much.
I hate to say it, because on Monday it was impressive what the Cowboys did, and I think, like, let's just say if Jameis Winston was still the quarterback of the Bucs, I don't think we're talking about it, or I know we're not talking about it, the way that game is being talked about, because it's up against Brady. Brady was 7-0 up against that team. He beat you earlier in the season. So the way that they dominated them, like, the only reason why people like us thought that the Dallas was going to lose, not only was it because you look at Dallas, they usually choke in that spot, but it was, Brady's in the playoffs. You probably think Brady's going to win a game. If that was almost, like, if that was Jameis Winston, or if that was Derek Carr, or Marcus Mariota, or Jimmy Garoppolo got to a Super Bowl, being the quarterback of the Buccaneers, I think everyone in their right mind would have picked Dallas. But it's the Brady factor that kind of paralyzed us all into the thinking of, oh, giving the Bucs a chance. Okay, I'm actually then going to pick the Bucs to win. I hate to say this, but if they lose this week, it almost is a feeling, not directly because you're going up against a great quality opponent, you don't have a home game, but it would feel very much like a team that has a bye in the first round And then coming out of their first real game division round weekend, they lose. That's kind of what the feeling would be like because the Bucks were below 500. They're a bad football team this year.
And that's why I think the pressure's on the Cowboys because now like that, forget about just the game itself on Sunday, like that they are risking kind of devaluing that win they had on Monday night and taking away all the good feelings that Jerry Jones had, their fans had, the players had, and kind of just going kaput.
Okay. Who has the most pressure on them this weekend? Just the team.
I think it's actually the Eagles. I think it's the Eagles over the Bills slightly. Very slightly.
I do think it's the Eagles as well. Because here's why. Like, you could easily say the Chiefs. But does anyone actually... Is anyone picking the Jaguars to win? No. So, I just can't envision the Chiefs losing that game. I think it's a worse look for the Eagles if they lose to the Giants. Because they're just so much more talented. Even though... The Giants have had a wonderful season. They beat so many talented teams. Like, the team last week had more talent, and they were clearly the better team. But Bills-Bengals, that just seems as an absolute heavyweight fight. And yes, Buffalo is supposed to be the Super Bowl favorite. They are the Super Bowl favorite all before the start of the season. If the Bengals win, like, 34-31, yeah, it's more so the story Monday. Heartbreak for the Bills once again. Will they be able to ever do it? They keep on getting so close. But I think it is, not that either is a good look because you're losing, but I think it's a worse look for Philadelphia if they go down to the Giants. So that's why, especially when you beat them twice this year already, that's why I think it would be a worse look also for Philadelphia. Real quickly, Ack is here. Ack, just give me the teams that are going to win this weekend. Chiefs, Jaguars.
Chiefs.
Eagles and Giants.
Eagles.
Bills and Bengals.
Bills.
Ooh, a little hesitation there.
There was.
49ers, Cowboys.
I'm going Niners.
Okay. So that would then set us up for a 49ers, Eagles, NFC Championship game, and a Bills, Chiefs, AFC Championship game as well. Look at you. I think you're rooting for the Chiefs.
You know, I think they have the easiest matchup.
No, I'm saying because you're wearing red.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Always like the Chiefs unis. Chiefs have great unis. Arrowhead is a great place. There's a great story in The Athletic about how Arrowhead Stadium was built. I've always been a big fan of the City stadiums. No,
tell the story.
It was, I can't really do it justice, but it was built by a guy who really wasn't an architect. He was just an architectural fanatic, and he figured out, he like studied other stadiums, what fans liked, what they didn't like, and how to keep the noise in. It's really a remarkable story if you get a chance to like Google it or whatever.
Right. I got some late night reading tonight.
Actually, Arrowhead and Royal Stadium were supposed to, there was supposed to be a sliding cover that would go over each stadium. But the funding ran out, and they never built that part of it.
I feel like you know a lot of bizarre facts about
stadiums. There's a lot of minutia up there.
So, do you know Manny Rodriguez, who works here?
Yeah, sure.
Supposedly, Maggie and Perloff found out that he knows like a lot of bizarre things about stadiums, too. Maybe we should have like a little bizarro like battle between Ack and Manny. The old guard versus the new guard.
Section 317.
How many bathrooms in this stadium? I think you would win.
So you never know.
You are like an encyclopedia kind of historian when it comes to a lot of this.
But I really recommend that. It's a fascinating story about how the whole stadium was built.
So. Well, we'll have to check it out. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. One thought in each game when we return.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Fox Sports just did a bad job, Hickey.
Why is that?
Tiki and Tierney, who used to be here on CBS Sports Radio, now they're down the hall at WFAN. This was their story, right? That Joe Namath would unretire number 12 if Aaron Rodgers joins the Jets?
I haven't seen anywhere else outside of them, so that's what I thought as well.
Yeah, and I heard Joe on with them. So, NFL on Fox, like the official NFL on Fox account that has 3.4 million followers. They just put out a quote. Now, the tweet, it's a photo of Aaron Rodgers and Joe Namath, and it says Joe Namath would unretire number 12 if Aaron Rodgers joins the Jets. Now, in the text on the tweet, it says thoughts on Rodgers joining the Jets with the eye emoji. How do you not tag or make mention or even in like the smallest of writing, they don't even have that. Like that's a Fox Sports like classic, small writing. Like when we go viral, the Zach Gelb Show, and you need like a magnifying glass to find it, or you need a microscope to find it. They make no mention of Tiki and Tierney here. None. That's a pathetic job.
Now, I don't want to get on Good Morning Football too much if they, in the full clip they included this, but at least the clip they put on social media, same kind of thing. Talking about Joe Namath, unretiring number 12, no mention of where it came from. Like, you would just think Joe Namath just spouting off on his own social media account and just talking at a mass press conference.
Now, I'm going to text BT. I'm just going to send BT a text message here right now because I think this will... I think BT has a basketball game tonight. I think he's calling a game, but if he doesn't, I hope he's home with the scotch or two or three or four in his hand. And I hope he's getting ready to fight a little bit. I'm just going to write, lame that Fox didn't credit y'all. I could see BT going after Fox tonight. I'd like to be the person that starts to stir the pot there. That's what we are. We love to stir the pot here. I never got that in radio or television, where if something is said on a show and you're going to post about it, you should always credit the show. I never get why people kind of pretend in our industry, oh, like it was said on the other network. Like you could say ESPN, you could say Fox, you could say other shows, you could say Colin Cowherd, you could say, trying to think of a show at ESPN these days. Keyshawn, Jay, and
Max, I believe.
Sorry, that show's had a lot of changes. You could talk about other shows. That's like secret society. Oh, we could only, like, here at CBS, we could only mention the CBS Sports Radio shows. I've never got that. Anyway, give me the music. Let's get one thought on each and every game for this weekend in the NFL. But first, let me tell you that this NFL postseason, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free on the road to Super Bowl 57. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app and WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's all sponsored by AutoZone, free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That is what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We'll start things off, Chiefs and Jaguars. Here's my biggest thought on this game. I'm just curious if the Chiefs go down like 10 points or two scores or more early, how they climb out of that hole. Because in years past, you had the big playability of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce with Mahomes throwing the football. Now, they don't have Tyreek Hill. They've been able to have a ton of success this year. I just wonder if they continue that script of go down big and come back, if they're able to do so without Tyreek Hill in a big spot. So that's just what I kind of look at.
Kind of conversely, I'm watching the first quarter because last week we saw a lot of early leads and then teams come back and you know, either win or make it a game. I don't think we're seeing that. If the Jaguars are down 13-0, 17-0 to start here, I don't think they're coming back. So you cannot do what you did last week. Clearly, throw four interceptions in the first half, go down 27-0, expect to win. This is not the Chargers. The Chiefs know how to close out games. If they're up 17-0 in the first quarter, that game is good as over.
Giants-Eagles, real quickly, and I'll probably steal your thunder on this one. I'm going to be there. I just want to see where the health is at of Jalen Hurts.
Look, this is the best defense Daniel Jones will play in really this hot streak of the last month. Is this real, or is it just a product of playing the Colts defense and the Vikings defense? I'm just saying this is the biggest test he's going to face. You were surgical and tremendous last week. Can you now step up in a big game against better competition and deliver a similar performance?
And you like the Giants in this game.
I think they're going to win. I think he will come through.
So you think he's playing well?
Yes.
I think Hassan Reddick having a big night. I think he's having a big night. First home playoff game at the Link where he played his college ball. I think it's going to be a really close game. Eagles find a way to win a tight one and advance. All righty. Bills and Bengals. It's the easy analysis here. And sometimes I go for the low-hanging fruit. We know Lyle Collins is out for the season. Alex Kappa missed last week. He's going to miss this week again. Last week, Jonah Williams, he got hurt. Now he's not going to play this week. I just want to see if Joe Burrow can continue to thrive like what he did last year when his offensive line is actually garbage. Because this offseason, they revamped it. But now those guys that they brought in, Kappa and Collins, they're out. They're not playing. And you lose Jonah Williams. I just want to see if the Bengals can continue to win games with bad offensive line plays they've been able to do with Joe Burrow through the last 2 years. And then on the other side, Buffalo, no excuses. I know the pass rush, they brought in Von Miller. He's not playing. And he's been out for a while now. We know that with the season-ending injury. But for Buffalo, you lose this game and you can't get home, that's a big-time problem.
Look, if the Bills' offense, it's kind of all or nothing at this point. They are someone where it's either Josh Allen turn the ball over or they're going big play, deep, 50-yard touchdown, 50-yard, you know, chunk play to kind of get yourself in, you know, in the red zone here. And you kind of saw in that last game against the Dolphins, when they're not kind of getting those big plays, this offense doesn't really do a lot. They're not a very consistent 4 or 5 yard per down kind of team. You're going to need offensive consistency against this Bengals team to play a full four quarters and win this game.
I'm laughing. You know why I'm laughing?
Why?
I just got a text from BT. Check my last tweet. A minute ago, he quote tweeted the Fox Sports tweet. Credit Tiki and Tierney, WFAN, with the kind of emoji, like hands up in the air. Like, what are we doing here? We start the pot a little bit. I need BT to throw some more flame flowers, throw us there.
Yeah, that's pretty calm.
Yeah, I need to go like, screw you guys. You're awful. Anyway, 49ers and Cowboys. Consistency. You surprised a lot of people last week. Not that you won, but the way that you won. You blew out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I need to see if once again, and I think they will, Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott, can they shine in the big moment?
Cowboys pass rush is going to be the key here. Can you get after Brock Purdy, make him uncomfortable? So far, no one's really been able to. And if you can make his life hell, there's a chance he can have an actual bad game. But if not, if he has time, if he's seen the field, you're allowing Debo, George Kittle to run free here, you're screwed.
All righty, that is one thought in each game coming up this weekend. The four that we have in action, Chiefs, Jaguars, Giants, Eagles, Bills, Bengals, 49ers, and Cowboys. When we come on back, we will talk to Kevin Kugler, who does work for NFL on Fox, and he's tremendous as a play-by-play guy. Now, he doesn't run their social media department. And he also works for Westwood One that assists in running CBS Sports Radio. And he will be on the call coming up tomorrow night in South Philadelphia, Eagles and Giants. So we will go around the league with a man that is phenomenal on the air as a great play-by-play voice in Kevin Kugler. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught! Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs. Your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught! Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.